请翻开约翰福音。
John chapter 14。
约翰福音第十四章。
Verse 6。
第六节。
Jesus said to him, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father unless by me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And again, we'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们再翻到哥林多后书第四章。
We will read the whole chapter.
我们读整章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
《哥林多后书》第四章。
Therefore, having this ministry, as we have had mercy shown us, we faint not.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。
But we have rejected the hidden things of shame, not walking in deceit, nor falsifying the word of God.But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every conscience of man before God.
乃将那些暗昧无耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
But if also our gospel is veiled,It is veiled in those that are lost.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
In whom the God of this world has blinded the thoughts of the unbelieving, so that the radiancy of the glad tidings of the glory of the Christ, who is the image of God, should not shine forth for them.
此等不信之人被借世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus Lord, and ourselves your bondmen for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣。做你们的仆人。
Because it is the God who spoke that out of darkness light should shine, who has shown in our hearts for the shining forth of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光。显在耶稣基督的面上。
But we have the treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassingness of the power may be of God and not from us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Every way afflicted, but not straitened, seeing no apparent issue.But our way not entirely shut up.
我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not abandoned. Cast down, but not destroyed.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
Always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus.May be manifested in our body.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
For we who live are always delivered unto death on account of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生。在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So that death works in us, but life in you.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动， 生却在你们身上发动。
And having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore also we speak.
但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信，所以如此说话。我们也信，所以也说话。
Knowing that he who has raised the Lord Jesus shall raise up also with Jesus and shall present us with you.
自己知道，那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
For all things are for your sake.That the grace abounding through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
凡事都是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。
Wherefore we faint not, but if indeed our outward man is consumed, yet the inward is renewed day by day.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
For our momentary and light affliction works for us in surpassing measure an eternal weight of glory.
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比、永远的荣耀。
While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen.For the things that are seen are for a time, but those that are not seen, eternal.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣,
as we gathered here together this morning,
当我们早上聚在这里,
we know that thou art here with us.
我们知道你在这里。
We treasure thy presence more than anything else.
我们宝贵你的同在胜过宝贵一切。
We only pray that thou will remove any veil that may be upon our heart.
我们的祷告乃是你除去我们心中一切的帕子
That we may behold thy glory
我们能够瞻仰你的荣美
That we may behold thy lovely face
我们能够瞻仰你那爱的脸
That we may be transformed and conformed to thy glorious image
我们能够被改变给磨成你荣耀的形象
Do pray that at this hour
我们如这样的祷告
That will separate us completely for thyself
求你把我们完全分别为圣归给你
Bring our whole being within the veil
把我们全人带进幔内
And hear thee speaking to our hearts
听到你对我们心中所说的话
We pray Lord that thou would truly prepare us for thy imminent return
我们求你预备我们好迎接你马上的快来。
And by thy mercy, we may fulfill the mission that thou hast committed to us.
借着你的怜悯，我们能够达到你给我们的使命。
May all glory and praise and worship be unto thee.
愿一切的敬拜赞美都归给我们的主。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祈求。阿们。
Thank God for bringing us to this point.
感谢神把我们带到今天。
We have been fellowshipping together on the theme Christ-centered service.
我们在这里交通这个主题就是以基督为中心的侍奉。
But we cannot talk about service without first talking about life.
我们讲到侍奉就要先 讲到生命。
It is the declaration of the Apostle Paul.
这乃是保罗的宣告。
We find in Acts chapter 27, he says,
我们在使徒行传二十七章那里他说
God, whose I am and whom I serve.
因为我所属我所侍奉的神。
Actually, this declaration is the basis of all true service.
这一个宣告乃是真实侍奉的基础。
Unless we know to whom we belong,
除非我们知道我们属于谁。
Whose we are,
我们是侍奉，我们是属于谁的。
There is no possibility for us to serve our God.
那是没有可能我们能够侍奉神的。
It is a mighty declaration of the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗蛮有大能的宣告。
He declared it out of his own experience.
从他的经历里面他发出这样的宣告。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we all know the background of the Apostle Paul.
我相信弟兄姊妹都知道使徒保罗的背景。
He himself shared with us in Philippians chapter 3.
他自己在腓立比书三章那里跟我们这样讲过。
He told us that he was a Jew, a real Jew.
他说他是真正的犹太人。
And he was of the tribe of Benjamin.
他是便雅悯支派的。
And from his youth, he learned the law of God.
他从年幼就学习律法。
He even was sent to Jerusalem to study under Gamaliel.
他是在以色列人耶路撒冷加玛列的门下来学习。
Because Gamaliel was the master at that time.
因为在那个时候加玛列乃是最出名的拉比。
He was a marvelous young man.
他实在是一个杰出的年轻人。
Because most young men, they loved the world.
因为一般的年轻人他们爱世界。
They sought for the things of the world.
他们寻求世界上面的东西。
But this young man was different from other young people.
但是这一个年轻人跟其他的年轻人不一样。
Even though he was young,
虽然他年轻,
that he sought for heavenly things.
但他寻求天上的事。
He studied the law.
他学习律法。
He became a Pharisee.
他成为一个法律赛人。
He kept all the letter of the law.
他守律法一切的规条。
He was a very godly young man.
他是一个非常敬虔的年轻人。
And not only that,
不单这样。
He had a real heart to serve God.
他实在有一颗心要侍奉神。
And we all remember how he began to serve God.
我们记得他一开始是如何的侍奉神。
He served God by persecuting those believers of Jesus Christ.
他侍奉神就是去逼迫那些信奉耶稣基督的名的人。
Because according to the Jewish tradition,
因为根据犹太人的传统，
according to the tradition of the fathers,
因着这些教父们的教导，
they considered Jesus as an impostor of Judaism.
他们看信耶稣的人是犹太教的叛徒。
So they felt that Jesus has to be crucified.
他们觉得耶稣应该被钉十字架。
Their cry is away with him, away with him, crucify him.
他们在那里叫着说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
They did not only this to our Lord Jesus.
他们不单只这样对待我们的主。
But they did the same to all who followed the way.
他们也如此对待一切信奉这道的人。
And this young man Saul was zealous above every other young people.
这个年轻人比一切的年轻人更热心。
He persecuted the Christians, not only in Jerusalem, but in other Jewish cities, even to foreign cities.
他在不单是耶路撒冷，也在其他犹太的城市，甚至到外地去逼迫基督徒。
And he told us himself, when God's servant Stephen was stoned.
当他告诉我们，当神的仆人士提反被石头打死的时候，
He was there guarding the clothes of those who threw the stone.
他在那里替那些扔石头的人看他们的衣服。
In other words, he gave his verdict.
在那里就是说他是这样的有决心。
He showed that all believers must die.
他说出一切信主的人都要死。
But this young man was a moral young man.
这个年轻人是蛮有道德的。
He was a religious young man.
他是一个非常有宗教性敬虔的人。
When he noticed how Stephen died,
当他看到史蒂凡是那样的殉道，
how Stephen's face was like the face of that angel.
他看到史蒂凡的脸面像天使那样。
And when Stephen was dying,
当史蒂凡死的时候，
he saw the heaven open.
他看到天开了。
And the Son of God, the Son of Man, was standing there.
人子站在那里。
As if he, the Lord himself, was welcoming him home.
主在那里欢迎他回家。
And then, before he died,
当死以前,
he made a prayer.
他有一个祷告,
Dear Lord, do not put this sin upon those people.
亲爱的主，不要把这罪加在他们身上。
And then he passed away.
他就这样离世了。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗?
There's such a moral religious person.
保罗这样一个蛮有道德敬虔的人。
Can you imagine that his conscience did not bother him?
难道他的良心不指责他吗?
But trying to press down the voice of his conscience.
他为了压制他良心的声音。
He doubled his effort in persecuting believers.
他就更加倍地去逼迫信奉这道的人。
He went to homes and seized men and women and even children.
他到信徒的家中去抓拿信奉这道的男女跟孩子们。
Persecuted them and sentenced them to death.
逼迫他们，然后置他们于死。
But all the time, he was thinking he was serving God.
他一直在以为他在侍奉神。
He did not know God himself.
他不认识神自己。
He knew much about God.
他知道关于神的事。
But he had no personal relationship with the living God.
他与这位活的神没有个人的关系。
He acted according to the tradition of the fathers.
他所做的是根据他们祖宗的传统。
He had no light from above.
他没有从上面来的光。
He thought he was serving God.
他以为他在侍奉神。
But he did God a great disservice.
他实在在那里反对了神。
He was sincere.
他是真诚的。
But sincerely wrong.
他是真诚的错。
And we are told.
我们
He got the letters from the high priest.
他从大祭司那里得了文书,
to go to foreign cities.
到外邦的城邑,
to seize upon those believers of Christ.
去抓拿那些信奉基督的人,
to bring them to Jerusalem and sentence them.
把他们带到耶路撒冷定他们的罪。
He was zealous above all the other young people.
同年的年轻人更加的热心。
But while he was on the way to Damascus,
当他到大马色的路上的时候,
he was almost approaching that city.
他就快到了那城。
You remember the Bible said the cord of God's love is long.
你看到神的慈绳爱索是临到他。
God allowed him to go as far as he could go.
神允许他 跑到一定的远程。
And while he was approaching the city of Damascus,
当他快到大树城的时候,
a light brighter than the noonday sun,
在大马色的路上, 日头, 有大光如日头照在他的身上。
It's brighter than the midday sun.
哦, 比午正的太阳更亮。
and it shone upon him.
照在他的身上。
And that light was so powerful.
那个光是那样的强烈。
He fell upon the ground.
他扑倒在地上。
And then he heard a voice.
他听到一个声音。
Those who went with him,
那些与他同行的人。
They were all smitten by that light.
他们都被这个光弄瞎了眼。
But they didn't hear the voice.
但是他们被打倒，但没有听到这声音。
This young man saw, heard a voice saying.
这个年轻人听到那声音说
，Saul, Saul,
扫罗，扫罗。
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我
？Don't you know that it is hard for you to kick against the gods?
你用脚踢刺是难的。
He did not know the voice.
他不认识这个声音。
So he said, Lord, who are you?
他说主啊你是谁
You must be Lord.
你一定是主啊。
You're more powerful than I am.
你比我更有能力。
But I don't know, I do not know you.
但是我不认识你。
And yet the Lord knew him.
但主认识他。
The Lord called him Saul, Saul.
主叫他扫罗，扫罗。
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我
？It was not a severe, hard voice.
这不是一个严厉的声音。
It was not a voice of judging him.
这不是一个审判他的声音。
It was a voice of love and sympathy.
而是一个爱与同情的声音。
Saul, you do not know what you are doing.
你不知道你在做什么。
It is hard for you to kick against the gods.
用脚踢刺是难的。
Because we know that in the old days,
因为我们知道在那个时代
they use ox or they use horse to till the ground.
他们用牛用马来耕田。
And that ox or that animal will be attached to the plow.
那个牛或者那个牲畜它挂在这个犁上
and then you will find that they are under a yoke
所以你发现他们在一个轭的上面
a yoke was placed upon its nest
这个轭附在他们的颈脖脖子上
and then the farmer will guide the plow
然后农夫就在那里耕
But the animal had its own will.
这个牛牲畜他们有自己的意志。
So when the animal saw something by the side.
所以这个牲畜看到旁边有什么东西。
That was attracting and edible.
哦这些可以吃的受吸引。
The animal would turn aside.
所以这个牲畜就往旁边去了。
And the plowing of the field will not be straight.
那样这个犁就不够直的这样耕这块地。
So what did the farmer do?
那这个农夫要做什么呢
？In his other hand, he has a sharp instrument.
在他的手上有一根很尖锐的刺。
It is called a gourd.
这称为刺。
And then he would use that gourd to touch the foot of that animal.
所以他就用那个刺来碰一碰那个牛或者牲畜。
Of course, the farmer did not want to hurt the animal.
当然，农夫不要刺伤他的牲口。
He only wanted the animal knew who was the master.
他只是叫这个牲口知道。谁是他的主人
？You are not the master.
你不是主人。
You are the slave.
你是奴隶。
You are doing my work.
你是在做我要你做的工。
So you better listen.
你要听话。
So the farmer would touch the foot of that animal.
所以这个农夫就在那里刺一下这个牲口的脚。
But that animal was so wild.
这个牲口非常的狂野。
He did not understand what the master meant.
他不知道他主人的意思。
So he kicked back.
所以他就踢这个刺。
And when he kicked back, it hurts.
当他踢的时候，
他就非常的伤痛。
And after he has been hurt for several times,
当他给刺痛了几次
then he learned his lesson.
他就学到功课了。
And he knew how to obey the master.
他就知道如何的要顺服他的主人。
And do the master's work.
做他主人的工。
So this is what our Lord Jesus in heaven spoke to that young man Saul.
这就是在天上的主向这个年轻的扫罗说话。
Is it not true that our risen Lord used the same word to speak to each and every one of us?
今天这位复活的主也用同样的话对我们每个人说。
We know that when God created us,
我们知道当神造我们的时候
He created us in his own image according to his own likeness.
他是照着他的形象跟他的样式造我们。
Why did he do that?
为什么他这样做?
Because he had something for us to do.
因为他有一些事情要我们做。
We belong to him.
我们是属于他的。
We belong to him by creation, by birth.
我们的被造我们的被重生就是为了这个目的。
Everyone who is born into the world has God's purpose behind him or her.
每一个生在地上的男女都有神的旨意在我们身上。
God wants to use us to plow his field.
主要用我们来耕他的田。
God wants to use us to fulfill His purpose.
主要用我们达到他的旨意。
We do not come into this world just to live for ourselves.
我们来到地上不是为我们自己而活。
But we did not know that.
但是我们不知道。
We thought that we are born into this world to be ourselves.
我们以为我们生在这个世上是为了我们自己。
We are our own masters.
我们是自己做主人的。
We do not know that we have a master.
我们不知道我们有一位主。
And we are in the master's service.
我们是要服侍我们的主。
But we will not obey him.
但是我们不顺从他。
So we often give God this service.Instead of service.
所以我们经常在那里不是侍奉神而是给他打罐。
And God will use his glory to touch us.
神就用刺来碰我们一下。
He will discipline us.
他在那里教训我们。
He will remind us that we are not our own.
他管教我们提醒我们我们不是属乎自己的。
We belong to him.
我们是属于他的。
And we are to serve His purpose.
我们要侍奉他的旨意。
But how often we kick back.
但多少时候我们用脚踢刺。
And because we kick back, we are hurt.
因为我们踢我们就伤痛。
But this is not the original thought of God.
但这不是神的本意。
But when we are being hurt,
当我们觉得痛的时候
we will murmur against God.
我们就向神发怨言。
If there is a God,
如果有一位神
why does he allow this thing to happen to me?
为什么他允许这样的事情临到我
not knowing that God meant good.
我们不知道神是为了我们的益处。
So this young man,
所以这个年轻人
when he was reminded by God,
当神提醒他的时候
that he belonged to God,
他是属于神的。
And he was in God's purpose.
他是在神的旨意当中。
And he should serve God's purpose.
他要侍奉神的旨意。
And immediately he yielded himself.
他马上他就服下来。
First thing,
头一件,
he knew whom he belonged to.
头一件, 他知道他属于谁。
Whose I am.
他说, 我所属的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
do you know whose you are?
你知道你属于谁吗?
Are you still thinking you are your own master?
你还自以为你是自己为主的吗?
And you are engaged in your own work?
你在那里就是做你自己的工吗?
Has not God in the past again and again reminded you?
神在过去的年日是不是多次的提醒你?
Something happened in your life.
在你生命里面所发生的事情。
That you consider it as painful.
你觉得那是痛苦的事情。
But actually, God's good will towards you.
那其实是神那良善的旨意向你显明。
It is His love cord.
这是慈神爱索。
And He's reaching after you.
慈神爱索临到你。
Oh, that we may really understand.
叫我们真正能够知道。
And really turn back to the Lord.
叫我们回转归向主。
And there and then, this young man accepted Jesus as his Lord.
在这里，这个年轻人就接受了耶稣做他的主。
Not only as his Savior,
不单只做他的救主，
but also as his Lord,
做他的主。
Unfortunately, today,
很可惜，今天。
When we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ,
当我们传耶稣基督福音的时候，
we only preach part of that gospel.
我们只是传福音的一部分。
We told people that Jesus is the Savior of the world.
我们只是说耶稣是世人的救主。
He came to save us.
他来拯救我们。
He came to seek the lost.
他来寻找失丧的人。
And if you believe in him,
如果你们相信他，
receive him as your savior,
接受他做你们的救主，
then all your sins will be forgiven,
你们的罪就得着赦免，
and you will be born again,
你们就重生了。
But we do not know,
但是我们不知道。
At the same time,
同时，
we should know that he is Lord,
我们需要知道他是主。
Not only he is savior,
他不单只是你的救主。
As Savior, He is for you.
救主是为了你。
As Lord, you are for Him.
主是你是为了他。
And today in Christianity,
在今天基督教的里面，
we separate these two things.
把这两件事情分开了。
And that is the reason why Christians are so feeble.
这样你就看到今天的基督徒是那样的肤浅。
According to the Word of God,
根据神的话，
the moment you believe Jesus as your Savior,
当你相信耶稣做你救主的那一刻，
is the same moment that you yield yourself to the Lord and say, You are my Lord.
同时你也要把自己交在他的手中，说你是我的主。
This is where we should begin.
这是我们应该开始的时刻。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
when you are saved,
当你得救的时候，
Do you really surrender yourself to God?
你是不是把自己完全降服给神呢？
Acknowledging Jesus as your Lord,
承认耶稣是你的主，
that you are being placed in His service.
你们是给放在他面前侍奉他的。
Maybe some of you know about how Watchmeni was saved.
有些人可能知道尼托生弟兄是怎样得救的。
He came from a Christian family.
他是从基督徒的家庭长大。
But it was a nominal Christian family.
但是是一个很肤浅的一个家庭。
And when he was young, he was very brilliant.
当他年轻的时候，他非常有才华。
Even though he attended the Trinity College.
虽然他在三一学院里面读书。
And it was a Christian college.
是一个基督教的学校。
And yet,His worst, lowest mark in all the lessons is the Bible.
但是他成绩最差的就是圣经课。
He always was on the top of the class.
他都是名列前茅的。
And yet, his Bible class is always the lowest mark.
但他圣经课永远是最低分的。
He had no desire for the Lord.
他没有心向着主。
He was very ambitious.
他是非常的有雄心。
He had a plan for himself.
他对自己有一个大计划。
Even when he was a student,
当他做学生的时候，
he contributed articles to magazines and newspapers to get money.
他已经在杂志报章上发表文章来赚点钱。
But,
但是，
one day his mother was saved.
有一天他母亲得救了。
I knew his mother.
我认识他的妈妈。
He treated me as his own son.
他当我是自己的儿子那样。
He was very strict.
他是很严格的。
And in the Nice family,
在尼家
，two girls were born before Watchman Nee。
尼弟兄上面有两个姐姐。
So whenever anything happened in the family,
所以家庭里面有什么事情发生
，something broken or something destroyed，
有一些事情给毁坏、给打碎了。
Usually is that boy Watchman Nee。
一定是那个尼托生搞出来的。
And he will be blamed。
他就受责备。
And his two sisters try to help him。
他两个姐姐要保护他。
To avoid all these punishment。
而且叫他不要受那么多的惩罚。
One day a precious vase was broken。
有一天一个名贵的花瓶给打碎了。
And his mother thought it must be Watchman who did it。
他母亲是一定是他干的。
So she beat Watchman。
打他的儿子。
And from that onward。
从那天开始
，Watchman hated his mother。
尼托生就恨他的母亲。
But one day his mother got saved。
有一天他母亲得救了。
And after she was saved，
当他得救之后
，she thought we should have a family meeting。
他觉得应该有一个家庭的礼拜。
Every day we should have a family devotion。
我们应该大全家一起灵修。
So he bought some hymn books。
所以他拿一些的书
and gathered the family,
把一起唱诗歌
叫全家 and he went to the piano,
他就到琴要弹琴
try to play the tune
在那里要弹琴唱诗
suddenly the Holy Spirit convicted her
突然之间圣灵在他里面光照他
rise up
起来
confess your sin to your son
向你的儿子认罪
She couldn't do it
她做不出来
This was never done in China
在中国没有这样的事情
The parents are always right
父母永远是对的嘛
How could the parents ask apologize for his children from his children
父母怎么要向儿子道歉
She couldn't do it
她做不出来
But the Holy Spirit deeply convicted her
但是圣灵大大的光照他
so he rose, she rose up,
所以他就起来
went to his son,
跑到他儿子的跟前
wrapped his son around
拥抱他的儿子
and said son
说孩子啊
forgive me
赦免我
that touched Watchman deeply
那实在感动了尼托生的心
so when he was invited to hear Dr. Dora Yu
当他被邀请听于慈度姊妹讲道的时候
He went
他流泪了
And on the first night
头一天晚上
He knew he must receive Jesus as his Savior
他知道他应该接受耶稣做他的救主
But he couldn't
但他做不到
Because he realized
因为他知道
If he believed in Jesus
如果他信了耶稣
He had to accept Jesus as his Lord
他也要接受耶稣做他的主
But this he couldn't do
这个他做不到
Because he has his own plan
因为他有他自己的计划
He was his own master, his own lord
他是他自己的主自己的主人
He struggled about this for a few days
他挣扎了好几天
Until one day he was in his room praying
直到有一天他在他房间里面祷告的时候
And he told us himself, I heard it
他自己告诉我们我听过
He said, I saw the blackness of my sin and the redness of the blood of the Lord Jesus.
他说我看到我罪的那个黑暗我也看到主耶稣鲜红的血
And the love of Christ constrained him.
基督的爱激励他
So he yielded before the Lord.
所以他在主面前让路。
At the time he received Jesus as his Savior,
当他接受耶稣做救主的时候
he also gave himself to Jesus as his Lord.
他也把自己交给主，让耶稣做他的主。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
we must know whose we are.
我们一定知道，应该知道我们属于谁。
Do we still belong to ourselves after he has redeemed us?
我们还属乎我们自己呢？他已经 救赎了我们。
Or do we realize that we belong to Him?
或者我们真知道我们是属于他的。
This is the first step.
这是第一步。
And after you know whose you are,
当你知道你所属于谁的时候，
then you are able to serve the one that you will serve.
你才能够侍奉你所侍奉的那一位。
So you find in the case of the Apostle Paul.
所以你看到使徒保罗的光景。
After he had received Jesus not only as Savior but also as Lord.
当他接受耶稣不单只做他的救主也做他的主的时候。
Then he asked the second question.
他问第二个问题。
Lord,
主啊。
What do you want me to do?
你要我为你做什么?
Formerly, I'm my own Lord, my own master.
以前我是自己做主,我是我的主人。
I know what to do.
我知道我应该干什么。
I have my own plan.
我有我的计划。
But now it's all over.
但现在这些都过去了。
I'm your born slave.
我是你的奴仆。
You must tell me what you want me to do.
你要告诉我,你要我做什么。
And the Lord called him.
主就呼召他
to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ,
去传扬耶稣基督的福音
to bring people to the Lord,
把人带到主的面前
and to receive the inheritance from above,
从上面得这基业
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
this basic principle, whose I am and whom I serve, is the beginning of real service.
我们所属所侍奉的神当我认识这个是我们侍奉神最基本的基础
Now I would like to say something more
我愿意再多讲一点
After we are saved
我们得救之后
And after we have surrendered our life to the Lord
当我们把自己完全降服给主的时候
This is the time where we begin our Christian life
这才是我们开始过基督徒生活的时候。
Strictly speaking,
严格上来讲
，Christian life does not begin just with believing Jesus as Savior.
基督徒的生活不是光从接受耶稣做救主开始。
Christian life begins after you have submitted yourself to Jesus as your Lord.
基督徒的生活是当你完全降服。让耶稣做主的时候才开始
Then begin our Christian life
这就开始我们基督徒的生活
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
We all are trying to live a Christian life
我们都是被训练如何的过一个基督徒的生活
Now how are you going to live a Christian life
你怎么能够活出一个基督徒的生活呢
Do you find yourself successful in living a Christian life?
你发现你基督徒的生活过得成功吗？
Or do you find you are a failure?
或者你发现你是一个失败的基督徒？
Listen to what Paul said.
听听保罗讲的。
What I want to do, I cannot do.
我要行的我行不出来。
What I do not want to do, I do it.
我不愿意行的我倒行出来
Even though he is Christ in him
虽然基督在他的里面
But he still lives by his old life
但他仍然按着他的旧生命来活
And with the old life to live the new living that's impossible
哦、oh, 在旧的生命里面没有办法活出一个新的生活
Have you come to a point to see
你到了一个地步你就发现
That you cannot live a Christian life
你实在活不出一个基督徒的生活
It is beyond you
这实在是超过你能够的
You know some people They love the Sermon on the Mount
哦，很多人喜欢登山宝训
Because it is Christian ethics
因为这是基督徒的格言
And they try to keep the Christian ethics
因为他们愿意活出这个基督徒的这个标准
Now if you do not try You think you can do it
如果你没有试过的话你以为你能够做得到
If you try, then it is beyond you
如果你尝试过了你就说你够不上
Are you a nervous Christian?
你是不是一个很紧张的基督徒？
I often say a nervous Christian is a good Christian.
我经常说一个比较紧张兮兮的基督徒是个好基督徒。
If you are not nervous, it means yes, you don't care.
如果你不是一个紧张的基督徒，根本好像你没有心，无所谓。无所谓。But
if you really mean business,
如果你真是一个当一回事的，
you really want to live as Christ lived,
你真是要活出一个生活像基督那样，
you find it is impossible.
你就发现你活不出来。The
Apostle Paul, he cried out,
使徒保罗他正呼求说，
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Thank God.
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
How can we live a Christian life?
我们怎么能够活出一个基督徒的生活？
You cannot, I cannot.
你跟我都行不出来。Now
who can?
谁能够呢？
Christ can.
只有基督能。So
the only way to live a Christian life is by Christ.
所以唯一能够活出一个基督徒的生活乃是借着基督。If
instead of doing yourself, you allow Christ to live out, that is Christian life.
不再是你自己在那里活，而是让基督在你里面活，那才是能够活出来。In
the same way,
同样，
What is Christian service?
基督徒的侍奉是怎样呢？
After you are saved, you try to serve God.
当你得救之后，你就要侍奉神。
And by serving God, it means you want to do something for God.
侍奉神乃是你要为神做些事。
That's a very good intention.
这是一个很好的意愿。
You should have that kind of desire.
你应该有这样的心愿。
After you are saved and you have no desire to serve God,
如果你得救以后你没有一个侍奉神的心,
you have no desire to do something for God.
你没有一个愿意为神做些事情的心。
Now I will question whether you're really saved.
那我就看看，那你怀疑你到底得救了没有？
So I believe that everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus,
我相信每一个信耶稣的人,
after you are saved,
当你得救以后,
you have a desire to serve God.
你有一个心愿，你要侍奉神。
But to serve God means that you want to do something for Him.
侍奉神就是说你要为他做一些什么。
But when you are trying to do something for God,
但当你尝试要替他做点事的时候,
do you ask God what He wants you to do?
你有没有问神他要你干什么?
The young man Saul, after he was saved,
这个年轻人他在那里寻求，当他得救之后,
the first question is, Lord, what do you want me to do?
他头一个问题乃是说，主啊， 你要我为你做什么？
But how do we do it?
那我们是怎样呢？
Instead of asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do?
我们没有问神说你要我干什么？
We just get out and do it.
我们就起来干了。
We do it according to what we think God should appreciate it.
我们就是根据我们认为神喜欢我们干的，我们就去干。
Just like myself.
就好像我这样。
I want to go to Mongolia.
我要去蒙古啊。
But I didn't ask. Is it His will for me to go?
我没有问是不是他的旨意叫我去蒙古。
I heard a story.
我听过一个故事。
There was a servant.
有一位神的仆人。
No,
有一个做仆人的。
His master was a Christian.
他的主人是一个基督徒。
Not only a Christian, but a preacher.
不单单是个基督徒， 而且是个传道人。
But this servant was also a Christian.
他这个仆人呢， 也是一个信主的。
So when he was sent out to buy food,
所以呢，他的仆人就叫，他的主人就叫这个仆人去买东西吃。
And when he was in the market,
所以当他到了菜市场
，he felt he should preach the gospel.
他觉得他应该在那里传福音呢。
So he began to touch people and preach the gospel to them.
所以他在那个菜市场那里传福音了。
And he forgot altogether about buying food for his master.
他就忘了他主人叫他去买东西。
When he returned,
当他回家的时候
，Do you think the master said, "Good servant"?
你说这个主人会不会说，良善的仆人呐、
啊、？You have done a good work.
哦，你做得很好啊。
Because you preached the gospel.
因为你是传福音了嘛。
Will the master do that?
这个主人会这样说吗
？No,
不是。
The master said, "Where is the food?"
主人说，吃的在哪里？
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
，Is it not the same way that we serve God?
今天我们也是这样的侍奉神。
We do not ask what he wants or not.
我们不问他要什么。
We do what we like.
我们做我们喜欢干的。
Maybe they a good thing.
我们做这个好事。
We work for God.
我们为神做工。
We do not work with God.
但是我们没有与他同行。
Such service is unacceptable.
这种的服事是不行的。
You remember in Matthew chapter 7.
你记得在马太第七章里面
，The Lord Jesus said，
主耶稣说
，One day people will come to him and say， Lord， Lord，
有一天来到主面前的人说，主啊，主啊
，We preach the gospel in your name，
我们奉你的名传道
，In your name we cast out demons，
我们奉你的名赶鬼
，The Lord said，
主说
，I do not know you，
我不认识你们
，I do not approve of you。
我不认同你们
，because you do not do my will，
因为你们不是照着我的旨意去行
，you do your own will，
你们是照着你们的意思去做
，not only doing your own will，
不单只照着你们的意思去做
，how do you do it？
你们怎么做呢
？you pray about it，
你们有祷告吗
？you wait upon the Lord for it，
你们有没有在主面前等候呢
？you look for the power from above，
你有没有等候从上面来的能力呢
？No, you have enough power。
没有啊，你们自有能力啊。
You have enough wisdom。
你们自己有智慧啊。
So you just do it in your power according to your wisdom。
所以你们就照着你们的智慧、你们的能力去干呐、
啊。Do you think this is Christian service？
你认为这是基督徒的侍奉吗
？Let me say one word。
让我讲一句话。
I hope everyone will remember this.
希望每一位都记住。
As we cannot live a Christian life by ourselves.
就好像我们不能够靠自己过一个基督徒的生活。
In the same way, we cannot do Christian service by ourselves.
同样，我们也不能够带出基督徒的侍奈靠我们自己。
As Christ is the only way who can live a Christian life.
因为只有基督才能够活出基督徒的圣活。
In the same way,
同样
only Christ can do Christian service.
也只有基督能够做基督徒的侍奉。
The Apostle Paul said, "For me to live is Christ."
使徒保罗说，因我活着就是基督。
In the same way,
同样
，for us to serve, it must be Christ.
我们要侍奉，一定是借着基督。
In other words,
换句话说
，we cannot serve.
我们不能够侍奉。
Only Christ in us.Is able to serve.
只有在我们里面的基督才能够带出侍奉。
I'm afraid.
我实在恐怕。
We do not accept this.
我们好像不能够承接这样的话。
Just as we cannot accept that our own righteousness cannot save us.
就好像我们不能够接受说我们自己的义不能够救我们。
How we try to accumulate merits.
我们在那里一直在那里积功德。
This is our natural thinking.
这是我们天然的思想。
When our conscience bothers us,
当我们的良心责备我们的时候，
we try to do something good.
我们就希望做些好事，
in order to bribe our conscience.
这样才能够贿弄我们的良心。
But the Bible says,
但圣经说，
our own righteousness is all as filthy rags.
我们的义就好像破烂的衣服一样，
it cannot cover our nakedness.
实在不能够遮盖我们的赤身露体，
just like Adam and Eve,
就好像亚当夏娃一样。
After they have sinned,
当他们犯罪之后，
they knew they were naked.
他们知道他们赤身露体。
They used the fig leaves to make an apron to cover them.
他们用无花果树的叶子做衣服遮盖他们。
But unfortunately, the weather gets cold.
但是很可惜，当天气凉风的时候，
and the wind was blowing.
当风吹过来的时候，
now did that clothes cover them?
那个衣服能够遮盖他们吗？
It couldn't.
不行。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
it takes time for us to realize,
需要一些时间我们才看到，
that we cannot save ourselves by our own righteousness.
我们不能够靠着我们自己的义来救我们。
Our merit means nothing in the sight of God.
在神的跟前，我们做的功德根本一钱不值。
Even today,
直到今日，
how many so-called Christians are trying to save themselves by their merit?
今天有多少基督徒还是靠着他们自己的好行为希望能够拯救自己。
And because your marriage have not been accumulated enough.
因为你们的好行为还积蓄的不够。
But there will be some so-called saints.
所以就有一些的圣徒。
They have more marriage to go to heaven.
那些人有有很多的功德，他们可以到天上去。
So if you pray to them, they will give some of their merits to you.
所以你如果向这些圣人祷告啊，他
们就 lessen the days of purgatory.
他们就分一些这个功德给你们，就缩短你们炼狱的时间。
And then you will go to heaven early.
那你们就可以早一点上天堂去。
Sister, how foolish we are.
这是多么的愚蠢。
But we are all like that.
但是我们都是这样。
Unless we came to our own end.
直到我们自己走到自己的尽头，
we will not accept Jesus.
我们根本不会接受耶稣。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
现在弟兄姊妹，
this is the same way with spiritual service.
基督徒的侍奉也是这样。
Yes, we must serve God.
我们应该侍奉神。
But how?
怎么侍奉呢？
Do we serve God by our own selves?
我们是不是靠自己来侍奉呢？
By our wisdom and our own power.
靠着我们的智慧，我们的能力呢？
Whatever that comes out of ourselves.
从我们里自己出来的。
Whether the world will consider it as good or bad.
不管世界看来这是好的还是坏的。
In the sight of God, it is trash.
在神眼中都是垃圾。
It is working with wood, hay, and stubble.
这都是草木和荆。
And at the judgment seat of Christ, it will all be burned up.
在基督审判的台前都被烧尽。
You will be saved, but barely saved.
你可以得救，但是仅仅得救。
We must build with gold, silver, and precious stone.
我们要用金银来建造。
It means that we have to serve with what is of God.
我们是用从神那里来的侍奉。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
It may sound hard,
好像很难，
But this is true.
但这是真理。
The truth is very simple.
真理是非常的简单。
I often feel that we make truth complicated.
多少时候我们把真理弄到复杂。
But truth is simple.
真理是简单的。
The truth in serving God is just this.
侍奉的真理就是这样。
I cannot serve God, you cannot serve God.
你我都不能够侍奉神。
I may put my whole self into it.
我把我自己全力都摆进去。
My intellectual power.
哦，我智慧的能力。
Even my physical power.
或者我全身的体力。
I may work day and night.
我日夜的劳苦。
Without ceasing.
哦，不停的工作。
I may work myself to death.
我的劳苦到死。
I may use the utmost of my intelligence.
我用尽我一切的智慧。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
all that come from ourselves,
一切出于我们自己的,
from our soul life,
从我们魂生命出来的,
from the old Adam,
从亚当出来的,
from the self life,
从己生命出来的,
they will all be burned up,
都要被销毁。
The only way that God will accept as service,
神唯一接纳的侍奉,
that it must be Christ.
一定要是基督。
Christ-centered service
以基督为中心的侍奉
is not just preaching Christ only.
不光光只是单单传扬基督
but to live by Christ.
而是靠着基督而活
and to serve by Christ.
靠着基督来侍奉。
You know, this is the wonder of the gospel.
这是福音的奥秘。
The Bible tells us it is the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
圣经说这是耶稣基督福音大灾福音的奥秘。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你的里面荣耀的盼望。
Not only for your life,But for your service.
不单只是为了你的生命，也是为了你的侍奉。
I think now we will go back to what we want to share this morning.
我们要回到我们早上要讲的。
How can Christ as life be released?In our service as power.
如何让基督的生命在我们侍奉当中给释放出来?
There is one man who served God's purpose.
那么有一位侍奉神旨意的人。
When God created man,
当神造人的时候
He wanted every man to serve his purpose.
他要每一个人侍奉他的旨意。
That is the original thought of God.
这是神本来的思想。
But man have failed.
但是人失败了。
Because we have failed.
因为我们失败了。
We are not able to fulfill God's purpose.
我们不能够达到神的旨意。
What became of us?
我们所成为的。
After we have sinned.
当我们犯罪之后。
What becomes of us?
我们所是的。
We become flesh.
我们成为属肉体的。
What is flesh?
什么是肉体?
Flesh is you have a soul, you have a body without the spirit.
肉体乃是你有一个魂，你有一个身子，但是你没有灵。
Flesh means that from now on you live by the self life in your soul.
肉体乃是说从现在开始，你是靠着你的魂生命来活。
And your body becomes the body of sin and of death.
你的身体就成为罪。与死的生死。
But thank God.
感谢神。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus.
当你相信耶稣的时候。
We have already said.
我们已经讲过。
That your dead spirit was quickened into life.
你那死了的灵给苏醒过来，活过来。
And then the life of Christ comes into us.
基督的生命进到我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit also come and dwells in your new spirit.
圣灵也进到你里面，住在你新的灵里面。
This is God's provision.
这是神预备的。
Not only for your life, but also for your service.
不单单是为了你的生命，也为了你的侍奉。
You remember in 2 Peter chapter 1, it says,
彼得后书第二章第一节那里告诉我们
that God has already given us all things concerning life and godliness.
神已经把一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
And godliness means to be like God.
虔敬乃是说像神。
In other words, God has already given us a new life.
换句话说，神已经把一个新的生命给了我们。
And this new life is Christ in us.
这个新的生命乃是基督在我里面。
And not only gave us a new life,
不单只给了我一个新的生命。
He gave us His Holy Spirit.
还把他的圣灵给我们。
And what is the mission of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵在我们里的使命是什么？
The mission of the Holy Spirit to see to it that this life will grow into maturity.
圣灵在我们里面的工作乃是叫这个生命能够成熟。
The Christ within us may grow into maturity.
基督在我们的里面能够长大成人。
And this is Christian life.
这是基督徒的生活。
And when that life is maturing,
当这个生命在成长的时候，
And when that life is released,
当这个生命能够释放出来的时候，
It becomes our Christian service.
这就成为我们基督徒的侍奉。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Whether it is life of service,
不管是生命或者侍奉，
It is Christ.
是基督。
It is not you.
不是你。
It is Christ.
是基督。
I hope we all will remember this.
我盼望大家能够记住这个话。
I would say this is the most basic of the basics.
我说这是最基本课程里面最基本的。
There was only one man on earth.
在地上只有一个人。
Who lived a perfect life.
他活出一个完美的生活。
And who served God in perfectness.
他是那样完全的侍奉神。
While he was on earth,
当他在地上的时候，
the heaven opened three times.
天向他打开三次。
And there was voice from above.
从上面有声音说，
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I love.
我所喜悦的。
I'm pleased with him.
哦，我实在喜悦他。
I'm satisfied with him.
哦，因着我满意了。
I'm glorified in him.
因他，我在他身上得到荣耀。
And we know who this person was.
我们知道这一位是谁。
Christ.
基督。
Christ lived his life on earth.
基督在地上活出来。
And that life is perfect.
那一个生活是完全的。
That it pleased the Father completely.
叫父神的心完全得着喜悦。
And while he was in the flesh,
当他在肉身的时候，
he did many things.
他行了许多事。
He said many words.
他说了许多话。
And as the Apostle John says in his Gospel,
在约翰福音里面说，
If all that our Lord Jesus has done or said,
我们主所做所行的这一切话，
If all these are being recorded,
如果把这些话都记下来，
The whole world cannot contain it.
哦，整个世界都装不下。
Think of that.
想想。
He lived only 33.5 years.
他在地上只是活了33.5年。
And he worked only 3.5 years.
他只是做了3.5年的工。
And whatever he said or did,
他所做的，他所讲的
，will fill the whole earth,
把全地都充满。
He was the man.Whom God had in his mind.
他是神心意里面的那一个人。
And his service satisfied God's heart.
他的侍奉
实在满足神的心。
You remember at the last when our Lord Jesus prays, Father, glorify yourself.
在做梦了，主说，父啊，荣耀你自己。
He had Calvary in view.
他看着加勒山。
And the boy said, I have glorified myself, and I will glorify.
他说，我已经荣耀我的名，我还要再荣耀。
He is the only one who lives and serves God completely.
他是那唯一侍奉生活完全为了神的荣耀。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He is in you, he is in me.
他在你的里面，也在我的里面。
He will relive his life in and through you.
他要在你的里面，也借着你再活出来。
And he will continue to do his work in serving God in you and in me.
他也继续的在你的我里面跟我的里面继续侍奉神。
This is the secret.
这乃是那秘诀。
How can we serve God?
我们怎么能够侍奉神呢？
We serve God not by ourselves.
我们不是靠着我们自己来侍奉神。
We serve God by the Christ who is in us.
我们侍奉神乃是靠着在我们里面的基督。
He will do the same thing as he did while he was on earth.
他在我们里面要做同样的事情，好像他在地上的时候一样。
Only what comes out of him satisfies the Father's heart.
只有从他里面出来的才能够满足父的心。
This is Christian service.
这是基督徒的侍奉。
So now let us go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们现在进到哥林多后书第四章。
We know that 2 Corinthians is a letter that shows us Paul's ministry.
我们知道哥林多后书是讲到保罗的职事。
As Philippians show us his life.
腓立比书讲到保罗的生命。
So this whole 2 Corinthians speaks of the ministry.
整个的哥林多后书讲到他的职事，他的侍奉。
Now of course, for Paul's ministry is apostolic ministry.
保罗的职事乃是使徒的职事。
But in principle of service, it is the same.
但讲到侍奉的原则是一样的。
So in other words,
换句话说,
we are all being called to this ministry.
我们都蒙召进到这一个职事里面。
To this service.
是这个侍奉里面。
Now what is this service?
这个侍奉是什么?
If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
如果你读使徒行传第三章。
No.
你们读哥林多后书第三章。
You will find it is the service of the new covenant.
你发现这乃是新约的侍奉。
And it is not in letter, but of life.
不是字句，而是生命。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
so far a ministry or service is concerned,
讲到执事, 讲到侍奉的时候,
we are not in the service of the old covenant.
我们不是在旧约的里面来侍奉。
It is not the service of condemnation.
这不再是定罪的执事。
We are all engaged in the service of the new covenant.
我们是在新约的执事里面来侍奉。
And it is no longer in letter.
不再是在字句里面。
No longer in the outward thing.
不是在外面的侍奉。
It is in spirit.
而是在灵里面。
And it is in life.
是在生命里面。
Now that is the nature of our service.
这是我们服事的性质。
So what is our service?
我们的侍奉是怎样的呢？
Our service is based upon life.
我们的侍奉乃是根据生命。
Our service is done by that life.
我们的侍奉乃是这生命所做出来的。
And as we serve, life begins to be released and flow out.
当我们侍奉的时候，生命就开始输送出去到别人的身上。
Life begets life.
生命得生命。
Life touches life.
生命摸到生命。
This is the nature of our service.
这是我们侍奉的性质。
Now listen to what Paul says about how he did this service.
我们看保罗说他是如何的侍奉。
Therefore, having this ministry, as we have had mercy shown us, we faint not.
我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，就不丧胆。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if you realize what our service is,
如果你真正的知道我们的侍奉是怎么样的，
we all will faint.
我们都会上胆的。
You know, people today, when they are in service,
今天在服事里面的人，
they do not faint.
他们都不上胆。
They had lots of assurance of themselves.
他们对自己很有信心。
They know how to do it.
他们知道怎么做。
They have confidence in themselves.
他们很有自信。
They have the boldness there.
他们很刚强壮胆。
Now it shows that they do not know what they are doing.
这就说明了他们不知道。
If you are really engaged in Christian service,
如果你真正的进入基督徒的侍奉，
that you are serving God,
你在那里侍奉神，
we will all faint.
我们都会上胆。
How can I do it?
我怎么能够做呢？
It is beyond me.
这实在是越过我的能力。
The more I try, the more I'll fail.
我越侍奉我就越失败。
The more I do, the more I do disservice to God.
我越在那里做错事什么，我越在那里成为捣乱的人。
Now, why is it that Paul did not faint?
为什么保罗不上当？
He said, there is the mercy of God.
是蒙了神的怜悯。
It is only the mercy of God that we even dare to serve.
只有借着神的怜悯，我们才敢来侍奉。
And realizing the seriousness of that service,
我们才能够看到这侍奉的是多么的严肃。
It is a life-giving service.
这乃是一个供应生命的侍奉。
Now, what should we do?
我们怎么做呢？
On our side,
在我们这方面，
the Apostle Paul said,
保罗说，
We have rejected.The hidden things of shame, not walking in deceit, nor falsifying the word of God, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every conscience of man before God.
说乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己鉴于个人的良心。
What work?Has to be done in our life.
在我们的生命里面需要做成什么样的功呢？
Realizing the holiness of Christian service.
我们看到基督徒的侍奉是那么神圣。
Dare we do it with some hidden sins within us?
我们不敢带着一些没隐藏的罪来做。
We knew there was something wrong in my life.
我们知道在我们生命里面有一些的不妥当。
And we keep it hidden in us.
我把这些藏在我们里面。
Dare we walk in deceit?
这样我们就在那里，在错谬的里面。
We have to be true.
我们要真诚。
There we falsify the word of God.
我们在那里谬讲神的道理。
We try to fit the word of God with ourselves.
我们在那里用神的话来符合我们。
And we lower the standard of God's word.
我们降低神话的标准。
We compromise God's word.
我们把神的话妥协了。
No, we cannot do that.
我们不能够这样做。
We have to.
我们应该
present ourselves to every conscience.
我们要把自己建于个人的良心。
In other words,
换句话说
this ministry, this service,
这一个职份，这个服事
requires that it is pure and not mixed.
要求是单纯的，而没有任何的掺杂。
That the radiancy of the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ may shine forth.
那叫基督福音荣耀的荣光能够照亮出来。
Now, in order to do that,
为了这样
there is a process.
这里有一个过程
that has to go through us,
要在我们身上经过
in order to have Christ released as power of service,
才能够让基督的能力在我们身上释放出来
and the Apostle Paul used a parable,
使徒保罗用了一个比喻
so in verse 7 he says,
在第七节他告诉我们
We have this treasure in earthen vessel.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
Now the earthen vessel represents ourselves.
这个瓦器代表我们。
Or as you read on, it represents the outward man.
是说到我们外面的人。
The outward man is the soul primarily.
这外面的人主要是我们的魂。
Of course, it includes the body too.
当然也包括我们的身子
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
We are made of earth
我们都是泥土做的
We are earthen vessels
我们都是瓦器
So far as our nature is concerned
讲到我们的本性
It is like dust
就像尘土
It is cheap
都是很卑贱的
It is fragile
都是很脆弱的
It is dark
都是黑暗的
It does not have any glow
没有任何的光芒
That's what we are
这就是我们所是的
So far as we ourselves are
我们这个人的本身
Our soul, our body
我们的魂我们的身子
Our flesh, our self
我们的肉体我们的己
Our old man
我们这个旧人
Our self-life
我们这个己生命
It is like the earthen vessel.
就好像这个瓦器。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God puts a treasure in the earthen vessel.
神把宝贝放在瓦器里面。
Now if you have a treasure.
如果你有一个宝贝。
Where will you put it?
你把它放在哪里?
Will you put it in an earthen vessel?
你会放在一个瓦器里面吗?
No.
不会的。
You probably put it in a gold box.
你放在一个金的盒子里面。
Or you probably put it in a safety box.
或你放在银行的保险箱里面。
How dare you put a treasure in an earthen vessel?
你怎么能够把宝贝放在瓦器里面?
But that's the wonder of the gospel.
这是福音的奇妙。
God does a wonderful thing.
神做奇妙的工作。
He put the treasure in the earthen vessel.
他把宝贝放在瓦器里面。
And there is no treasure more precious than this treasure.
没有任何的宝贝比这个宝贝更宝贝。
Now what is the treasure?
这个宝贝是什么?
It is Christ.
是基督。
It is His life.
是他的生命。
He put Christ in us as life.
他把基督放在我们里面。做生命。
And what is the expectation of God?
神对我们的要求是什么呢?
What is His purpose?
他的旨意是什么呢?
He wants the radiancy of the light of the treasure to shine forth.
他要这个宝贝的荣光照亮出来。
That is the purpose of God.
这是神的旨意。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜
is hidden in the earthen vessels.
但给藏在这瓦器里面。
Do you know, dear brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
You are the problem.
你是那个难处啊。
You are the problem.
你是那个难处。
For the light of the radiancy of Christ Jesus to shine forth.
就基督生命的荣光不能够照亮，是因为你。
Do not blame other people.
不要指责别人。
Think of yourself.
想想你自己。
The treasure is in you.
宝贝在你里面。
And when the light of the treasure should come forth,
当宝贝的明亮应该照出来，
it will give life to people.
就供应生命给别人。
But you are the hindrance.
但是你是那个拦阻。
What can we do with the earthen vessel?
我们怎么样来处理这个瓦器？
How will God release the life of Christ within us?
神如何释放基督的生命在我们里面？
And you'll find the wonder of God's way.
你就看到神奇妙的作为。
So in verse 7 it says,
第七节说,
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里,
that the surpassingness of the power may be of God and not from us.
要想明这莫大的能力是出于神, 不是出于我们。
What can that earthen vessel do?
这个瓦器能够做什么？
It can only darken the world.
它只能够叫这个世界更黑暗。
It is the light within that can shine forth.
是它里面的光能够照亮。
For that light to come out,
要这个光能够出来，
There is one necessity.
有一个必须要做的。
The earthen vessel has to break.
这个瓦器必须要给打碎。
The earthen vessel has to be broken.
这个瓦器必须要给破碎。
Then the light will come out.
光才能够出来。
The problem with us is,
我们的难处乃是，
We are so strong, we are so hard.
我们是那样的强大，我们是那样的坚硬。
We do not allow Christ to come forth.
我们不让基督出来。
When people contact us,
当别人接触我们的时候，
they contact the earthen vessel.
他们碰到的是瓦器。
They cannot contact the light within.
他们不能够碰到里面的生命。
And for this reason,
为了这个原因，
God is going to break the outward man.
神就要打碎外面的人。
That is, God is going to break you.
神要破碎你。
He break you for one reason.
他破碎你只是为了一个原因。
That he may be released.
他能够释放出来。
How did he do it?
他怎么做呢？
That is what we call the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这乃是圣灵的管教。
The Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
圣灵住在我们里面。
He will give us light. He will give us revelation.
他给我们光，他给我们启示。
But this is rare.
但这不常有。
We receive revelation maybe once or twice in our whole life.
我们一生可能一两次得着启示。
Now, small revelations should be every day.
每天都应该有启示，小的启示。
For instance, when we are reading the Word of God,
当我们在读主的话，
light may shine upon the Word,
光照在神的话上面，
and make the Word living to us.
叫这个话 对我们显为活过来。
But big revelation comes only once or twice in your life.
但大的启示在我们一生当中只是一两次。
It will show us the purpose of God.
叫我们看见神的旨意。
Show us the glory of Christ.
叫我们看到基督的荣耀。
That we may be uplifted.
我们能够被提升。
But in our daily life,
但在我们日常的生活里面
the Holy Spirit will discipline us.
圣灵在这里管教我们。
Now, don't be afraid of the word discipline.
不要怕这个管教这个字。
Because discipline simply means child training.
管教是讲到教导孩子。
God is educating us.
神在这里教导我们。
That we may grow up.
叫我们能够长大。
Now, how did he do it?
他怎么做呢？
He will arrange our daily circumstances.
所以他就安排我们每天生活的环境。
Whom you will meet.
你所遇到的这些人。
Who will be with you.
跟你在一起的人。
What will be your environment for this day.
你在这些日子里面所处的环境。
What will happen to you.
你身上所发生的事情。
Remember.
记住。
To a believer.
对于一个信主的人
，Nothing is accidental.
没有任何事情是偶然发生。
God arranges everything for our life.
神在我们生命里面安排了一切。
Even our hair has been numbered.
我们的头发都给数点过。
Not only being counted, but give numbers.
不单单可以数点过，每一个头发都有编号啊。
When you are combing your hair this morning,
今天早上你梳头发的时候
，maybe 1,310 hair falls down.
1310号头发掉了。
Now think of the love of God.
想想主的爱
，His tender care is so delicate.
他那样柔细的爱，那样的温柔在我身上。
He knows exactly how to break your outward man.
他知道怎么样来破碎你那外面的人。
So do not murmur.
就不要在那里发怨言。
Rather, submit yourself to the mighty hand of God.
降服在神大能的手下。
And learn the lesson.
学你的功课。
So here you find the way it works.
在这里看到神的做法。
In verse 8,
第八节
Every way afflicted but not straightened.
说四面受敌却不被困住。
Now I like the translation of Phillips.
我喜欢腓力士的翻译。
Because it's very, very attractive.
很吸引人他这个讲法。
He translated as shut in but not shut out.
他说呢，是把你困住，但不是把你致死。
Is it not true that oftentimes you feel you're shut in?
你就有的发现呢，你给困住了
，surrounded，
给包围了。
There's no way，
没有路走了。
But you are not shut out.
但是呢，你不是给致死
，because there's a way up，
因为上面有条路。
And then you find.Seeing no apparent issue, but our way not entirely shut up.
心里作难却不致失望。
And Phillips' translation is, you're at your wit's end, but not at your life's end.
他说呢，是在你这个路的终点，但你不是在你生命的终点。
So far as your wit is concerned, it is the end.
讲到你的智慧呢，你是完了，没有了。
No way out.
没有路走啊。
But your life has not come to the end yet.
但是你的生命还没有到尽头。
Rather, is released.
你反而得到释放。
Persecuted, but not abandoned.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
You find you're being persecuted.
你发现你受逼迫。
But God has not abandoned you.
但神没有丢弃你。
And then cast down, but not destroyed.
打倒了却不致死亡。
And Philip's translation is knocked down but not knocked out.
菲利的翻译说你给打倒了却不是给打死。
You know, when you are in boxing,
你在拳击的时候
，you may be knocked down，
你可能被打倒了
，but you get up，
但你还会起来
，fight again，
再来打过。
But when you're knocked down, you're finished.
但如果你给打死了，你就完了。
So brothers and sisters, you know this is the way.
这是那条路。
That God tries to break your outward man.
神在那里要破碎你外面的人。
Break yourself.
破碎你的己。
Your energy.
你的能力。
Your will.
你的意志。
Your strength.
你的力量。
He tried to break you down.
他在那里要打倒你
，that the radiance of Christ may be released，
让基督的光芒能够释放出来。
So in spiritual terms，
用属灵的话来说
，that we bear in our body the dying of Jesus，
我们身上常带着基督的致死
，not the death of Jesus，
不是基督的死亡
，it is the dying of Jesus。
是动词，是基督的致死。
The death of Jesus occurred 2,000 years ago.
基督的死是2000年前发生的。
And by his death,
因着他的死
he put to death death, sin, and self, and Adam.
他就把死、罪、亚当都致死了。
It is a fact accomplished.
那个是已经完成了的任务。
But that is past in a sense.
那个事实是过去的。
But that truth is forever.
但那个事实是一直真实的。
This is what Christ, what is done to Christ himself.
这是基督自己所成就的。
And what he has accomplished for us.
是他为我们所成就的。
It is outside of us.
这是在我们身外所做成的。
But it is the foundation of our experience.
这乃是我们生命经历的基础。
Out of that death，
在那一个钉死的里面
，there comes a dying of Jesus，
那就带出了一个基督的致死。
In other words，
换一句话说
，what Christ has accomplished in the past，
过去基督所成就的。
Is being brought to us by the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵把他带到我们的身上。
And by the death of Christ, we die.
因着基督的死，我们也死了。
It puts us to death.
把我们致死。
And when the dying of Jesus is upon us,
当基督的致死到我们身上的时候
，then the life of Jesus is also.
使基督的生也显明在我们身上
Not only in us
不单就在我们身上
But in others
也临到周围的人
In you is life
在你里面是生命
In others is also life
在别人身上也得着生命
And when it comes to others it is ministry service
生命这些生临到别人这是生命这是服事
So the Apostle Paul said I die daily
他保罗说我天天带着基督的死
The death of Christ is applied to our lives
说基督的死在我身上发动
To put to death everything that comes from ourselves
把我们从己生命里出来的一切都致死
and release the life of Christ to others
然后就把基督的生命释放在别人的身上
This is true Christian service
这乃是真正基督徒的释放
So dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
The thing is
这件事乃是说道
Is it you or is it Christ?
是你还是基督啊
Is it you who live or Christ who lives in you?
是你在那里活还是基督在你里面活
Is it you who serve or is it Christ who serves?
是你在侍奉还是基督在侍奉
So may the Lord show us
求主
叫我们看见。
It is the prayer of my heart.
这是我心中的祷告。
That in these last days there will be a big change in service.
在这个末后的日子，在侍奉上我们有极大的改变。
That we will remove from ourselves.
我们能够除掉我们自己。
And it comes purely from Christ.
一切都是纯粹的基督。
This is Christ-centered service.
这乃是以基督为中心的侍奉。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
we do realize that this is hard saying.
我们知道这话甚难。
But we will be like Peter.
我们愿意好像彼得那样。
You have eternal life.
你有永生之道。
We know you are the Son of God.
我们知道你是神的儿子，你是那圣者。
Aside you, where can we go?
离开你，我们还能够到哪里去呢？
We want to follow you.
我们愿意跟从你。
We want to serve you.
我们愿意侍奉你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们祷告奉你宝贝的名。
Amen.